Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Drive Miles Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and I'm sorry for the confusion that went on in the beginning of the show. I do not know what happened. And Brother Eddie, you're with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
And again, I echo your sentiment. With the technical difficulty and all that we know that is capable of happening at any time. So, again, good to be back, family. Good to be back. And before we get started,
yes,
how are you doing, my sister? I'm quite sure the family wants to know how you are doing.
I'm better than what I was.
Okay.
A lot better than what I was.
Oh, you sound much better.
Yeah. You know, and in that regard, I truly, truly am. And I'm...
Yes.
I came out of this more of an emotional person. Now I cry at the drop of a hat. Anything that makes me happy, anything... that makes me sad, tears just flow.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of things that I've seen through this that I really want people to know. We've always talked about in case of emergency, you know, we have to leave out to make sure that you have a bag. But through this, I have discovered that it may not be an emergency where you have to leave your house because of, you know, of a big catastrophe, even though, you know, you have to go in the hospital nowadays as a catastrophe. But now I'm asking people what I've learned, have a bag ready where you have your cell phone charger, you have your phone, you have a copy of your medical records and everything else, any notes or anything that you want to leave for your family, have that in a bag that's already packed. Make sure that you know, if you have to have a separate cell phone to put in there, and make sure that it's one where you'll be able to see your family and they'll be able to see you. When I went into the hospital, it was not my choice. You know, I couldn't breathe. When my children, when they got to me, when they came to my house, my sons had said I was blue. When I went to the hospital and I finally, you know, was starting to get myself together, the first time, you know, the doctor, you know, when I told myself, okay, well, I'm going home. I feel better. I'm going home. And the doctor was, you know, I wasn't even at that point, what's the word? Shoot, I wasn't even a patient yet, I guess. And the doctor was already threatening me, you know, telling me that I had COVID. I'm like, I don't have COVID. And, you know, telling me yes. And, you know, if you go home, well, you're going to die. And I said, okay, well, I'll die at home instead of dying in here. You know, because y'all aren't going to kill me. I'm going home. You know, he was very threatening and, you know, demeaning and, you know, and telling me, well, if you come back, we're automatically going to keep you and you're going to be quarantined and we're going to quarantine you here. You know, I told him, well, I'm not coming back here. And I truly meant that. But the next day, I had another attack. So I had to go back. And this time, well, my goodness, I was there, and the next thing I looked, and my sons were gone. And they were taking me up in this hallway and everything. I didn't know where I was. And the floor that they took me on, I didn't see any people. Every door in that hospital going into people's rooms, you know, where the rooms are, the doors were shut. So, you know, and then I didn't have my phone. I didn't have anything. So that's the reason why I said, make sure you have your phones and stuff with you. So that was, it was horrendous. But after the next day, my children were able to, I didn't see them, able to, you know, send me my cell phone. They sent me my laptop. And so that was good, but it was still, you know, these people were not letting me go home, and they kept telling me that I had COVID, and I kept telling them, no, I didn't. And so I was talking to my niece, and I was telling her how they said I had COVID, and I told her I didn't have it. And, you know, and I kept telling her, I said, they keep calling this COVID. I said, I don't have COVID. Well, a doctor came in, and he said to me, it is not a conspiracy. You have COVID. I want you to say you have COVID. And I looked at him, I said, I don't have COVID. He said, you have COVID. It is not a conspiracy. Now, you're going to have to face this. Like, face what? You know, I don't have this. And keep in mind, I'm by myself. I have no way of getting out because I don't even really know where I am. I know where they told me I was. But, you know, when you don't see anybody and these people come in your room and, you know, they have all this plastic and everything on and, you know, where their faces, you know, they got the mask over their face, then the shield, then plastic all on their hands, and even the pillows and everything that's on the bed is plastic. And, you know, that everything is just, it is horrible. And then, you know, for them to keep continuing to tell you what they want you to have, and you got to fight that and then still try to worry about, I want my family. You know, I want to talk to my family. I want to see my family. And you can't do it. And so after the second or third night, whichever one it was, Lord, I know then I was really starting to get worried because I'm like, man, I want to get out of here. But I don't even know if I'm really, you know, where I am or what's going on or anything because I don't see or hear people. And I would ask the doctors or the nurses, well, the nurses, because I could basically deal with them, was, you know, one night I asked, I said, is there anybody else on this floor but me? And they was like, yes. Yeah. Well, why don't I hear anybody? You know, I don't hear anybody. I don't see anybody. Y'all won't even open up my door so I can get some. You know, she said, because this is the COVID floor. You have COVID. I said, well, if everybody on this floor has COVID, then what difference does it make? And they wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't eat their food. I would order food. And, you know, I mean, finally I was able to talk to my children, but I know all of a sudden I started getting really scared because I'm like, what about if I can't get out of here? And please don't y'all think I was crazy, but I, you know, was thinking, okay, now if I try to run out of here, and then I was like, okay, but I don't know where to go. And then I still have these doctors and stuff telling me I have COVID and trying to push me with all this medicine and everything else. And then it was so hot on the floor. And I said, when are hospitals really hot? And, you know, usually that breeds germs, but they would make it really, really hot. Oh, Lord. But anyway, it was horrible. So that's the reason why I'm, you know, please make sure you have your phones and everything when you have to go. You have to go in, or someone in your family has to go in. Make sure that you have a phone, you know, with where they're able to talk to you and y'all can see each other, even if, you know, you got to leave their phone on all the time and, you know, just so you can watch everything that's going on with them. Because when I was able to talk to my children and my grandchildren, it helped me feel so much better. But the last two or three nights that I was there, this guy came into the room, and he was tall. He looked just like RZA Islam. And I said to him, you know, you look just like RZA Islam. And he just looked at me, and I know y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. I'm not saying that he was. I'm saying he looked just like him. And so I showed him a picture of him on my laptop. And I told him, I said, you know, he's a Muslim. I'm not a Muslim. I said, but I really, you know, I'm really encouraged by what I hear from him. And so the boy looked at me and he said, a Christian, a good Christian is a good Muslim, and a good Muslim is a good Christian. And I was like, yeah. So then, you know, he would talk to me, but he wouldn't, you know, I guess just his presence being there was encouragement. What I want to say is there's a lot of things that's going on today that's just not right. Now, they keep talking about everything that they're pushing. They're pushing, you know, this food shortage. They're pushing this. Because why is it of the animals and everything that they're killing? They're killing the animals that we're eating. You know, the beef and everything, the cows that are dying, all these thousands of cows in this one area. Well, why weren't they being killed when, you know, why are they the only ones being killed when in that area they have chickens, they have other farm animals and everything, but they're just getting this one. At first it started with pork, and then, you know, it went, well, the pigs, and then it went to the chickens, and now it's the cows. And then look at all the massive amounts of fires and everything. So they're really going after the food. So we got to learn. I mean, and I know most of y'all do. Y'all know. But, you know, when it comes to food, you know, now we got to start cutting back. Now we got to start trying to wean off or whatever it is that we're weaning on. Okay, that doesn't even sound right. Forgive me. And I'm rattling. I'm sorry, Brother Eddie. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
No, Sister Internet, you're not rambling. You, excuse me, family. You're hitting everything on point. I'll get back to the food, but you know, with me, you hit a nerve with what you went through and what you're going through when you were in the hospital, because you were right. Online, right on point, right in balance with what I was dealing with my mother, you know, right before mm-hmm. transition. At the end of 2022, when she was in the hospital, I wasn't permitted to see her, the whole nine yards, going, leaving her food, this, that, and the other. So I feel you. I know, you know, you been on that end, because my mother was telling me the same things that you were saying and you are saying. I want to come mm-hmm. home. So, but the big thing too is the game that they play, you know, coming in, telling you, almost demanding for you to accept that you had COVID, and I'm still waiting for you to let the family know or me know that you were even tested for COVID, which you never mentioned.
I wouldn't let them.
So this is what I'm saying. You would never.
No, when they went to sting up my nose, I pushed that nurse off of me. And she tried twice. And I told her, no, you're not sticking that up, Nick.
That's my point, is that you were never tested. So how did they come to the conclusion that you had COVID?
I don't know, because I wasn't coughing or anything like that. I didn't cough, and I even told the doctor, I said, if I would have came in with a broken fingernail, y'all would have told me I had COVID.
Here's another one, too. Why would the doctor even come and use the word number to me? It's not funny. This is not a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Unless, again, as we know, once you got in and they looked you up and pulled you up, you know, something came along with you being on Blog Talk or something about you that they came to the conclusion that in that arena that we're in, metaphysics, that you would think that this is a conspiracy. But how is it a conspiracy and you would never test it? You know, it's an assumption.
Yeah.
It's what they want you to have and want again. As you were saying and stating, they were trying to get you to accept and say and admit that you had COVID, which you never did, which basically, as I'm hearing, infuriated this doctor who was basically trying to convince you that you had COVID, you know. So,
yep.
Again, this is all part of the game, getting to what you mentioned about the food. Because they use food and always have as the game of prices rising and falling. But now, see, we're at the epic of all the tests, all the dry runs that they've been having yearly, decades of inflations, up and down rising prices, that in this age of Aquarius, the third horseman of famine. Famine isn't here, but guess what? They're pushing it. They're making sure that the world food supply will be short so that they can make these things biblically come true.
Yeah.
They
and
are
then when you look at all
actually
of the fires.
Doing it. Again, all these fires and everything that they're doing to burn these chicken farms, the beef, the pork, all the meat, the fish. I mean, why do we think that we're being directed, pushed, if you will, to get more back into nature and growing our own food so we know exactly what we're consuming? All of these programs that we talk about and we hear about growing your own and how to do it. Well, if we don't truly start learning these things, we gonna get caught up trying to catch up. See?
Yes, you're absolutely
because
right.
Still, how long have we been saying we're eating things that we truly don't know what's being manufactured, put in these products that we constantly been saying, dead fetuses, embryos, HIV.
Yes.
Waste.
No.
Bugs.
Yes, everything.
I mean,
that
you
makes,
name it.
Yes.
You know, even their so-called criteria is so much innate material could be mixed with anything. Innate material comes to be anything. As you said, shit, human waste, humans itself, anything. So these food shortages are being pushed and manipulated by the system to push the agenda that we are always talking about, be it Agenda 21, Agenda 30, or 2030, or Agenda 2050. It's all part of this agenda.
Yeah.
So,
yes,
again,
is.
And before we get any farther, let me acknowledge the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and the listening and family audience with honor and respect. And thank you for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us in class tonight. We greatly appreciate it. So, with that, did you have any other current events before we start with class?
Well, I'd like to thank y'all for your prayers, for your thoughts of encouragement, and for reaching out to me. And I'd like to thank those that, I'm truly honored, and I'm so grateful that they extended, sent me, very honored. And I just want to thank you so much for that. And forgive me.
Okay, now, if your voice starting to give out, let me know.
No, it's not. My voice is not giving out. It's okay.
Okay, well, then that's a vibration crackling of emotions then, of joy,
yeah.
That an appreciation of the family, love and concern. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate family. I appreciate y'all, because that's something I didn't know. I didn't need to know it, but now that I do, I appreciate it too, So with that, family, before we get started, I'd like to even say, even leading up to this class, and Sister Antoinette actually went in and came back home, which happened to be last Wednesday. We happened to have a conversation before she re-entered the hospital, and she was letting me know that she wasn't up to doing the show, which I already knew, but it just so happened, and I'm sorry, show the class, it just so happened that I had to mention that last week's date came up to 666. It was 6/15/2022, which is 666. And I looked at it, and 3 + 6 = 9. 3 × 6 = 18. 1 + 8 = 9. Tesla used those three magic numbers, 3, 6, 9, which again comes to 18, which is 9. And remember, we started off with 666, being that 9. And for me, as most of us use the 666 referring to the pen, PAN being the acronym for 6% proton, 6% electron, and 6% neutron. The 6, the building blocks of the universe, which is no more than the building blocks of each and every one of us being part of the universe. So, again, connected. We're all connected, and forgot to mention at the beginning when Sister Antoinette played the two songs, or the song and a half by Parliament, before they took us off and she had to put us back into the grid. One of the Parliament songs, we're talking about the mothership. And I'd like the family to know that, yes, you are all my sisters and brothers from the same mother. Connection, family. That mother is the mothership connection that connects us all. And that was just a call out or a shout out for that song with that phrase from my group that I love, Parliament.
Yeah.
But again, as the class is titled, What is in Your Lane? What is on your square? I want the family to think about that before we open the phones, because I'm going to give it at the end, coming from what I've been given to give it from the Universal Book of Life. By way of metaphysics and numerology, we are all connected to this book of life. Once we add ourself, which is no more than your part, to the book, that book is no more than the never-ending story. It never ends, family. All will be revealed. So we think, because it hopefully will be a round table when we open the lines,
yes,
to give our of what's on your lane or what's in your lane and what's on your square. But I want to start off with a statement that Brother Bernie Mac used to use, who you with. And for me, and I feel we all are, we're with Mother Earth. And Mother Earth is no more than a code that resonates in all of us. That code was found in the writings of what was called the Helios Bilios, modern day, the Holy Bible, ancient day, and still, it's the Ashoka Records. The mother is the center of all that matter. My part given to me by the mother to reveal by the numbers, I've been given this to reveal. Because giving the number now to reveal, mother is 26, which is 8. And mother is the center. Center is 26, 8. And mother is connected to all that matter. Matter is 26, 8. And as we all know, I've been given my part in numbers. Numbers come to 26, the 8. And thanks to Brother Eddie from my last class, that brought up the word anointed, that we all come to know that that number is 8. As we just said, mother is 8. Numbers are 8. And we know that numbers are infinite. And when we look at the 8 on its side, it represents infinity. Infinity is 32. And we are the present right here in the here and now. But present is 32, which is infinity that has us going from the past, which is 17, 8, to the future, which is 35, 8. When we look at the 8, it's also called Ak. Side note to Ak, it's no coincidence that the United Nations flag symbol has an octopus in the center of that flag. But getting back to the Ak being 8, understanding that Ak being infinity, infinity being 32, understanding the Ak actually represents the 33rd octaves of all human beings, the frequency that we vibrate on. And when we look at that 32 being infinity, that's connected to that octave being 23. We understand that this is why that Ak, that infinity, are the chosen. Chosen is 23. And when you look at that Ak being 8, well, guess what? O-N-E being 1 comes to 8. Now we can connect what the 8 all together is, the chosen one. Even if we look behind the words of the numbers, we get that 8, 5, five when we spell five. F-I-V-E comes to 21. 5 plus 21, 21 being 3. Well, 5 plus 3, we're back to 8. It's so profound. We've talked about that 8 even when they stick us in history and put a story behind it where, again, we look at the story one way that they've given it that we accept and give it power by not only mentioning it but thinking that 8, when we're referred to 3/5 of a human, we think lore of what they're referring to us instead of that 3/5 is being that unknown variable, that God connection. They referred it and gave it to us one way, and this is the way we digested it and accepted that 3/5 or 3/5. Even by the words behind the numbers of 3/5 that we were called was carpet color. 21, carpet, 3, color 14, which is 5. 21 plus 14 gives you 35, the 8. By letter, you would see that 35 is the letters P-I. Wow, pi.
Yeah.
Pi, the infinite circle that keeps us going around in a circle, not knowing how to get out. But there's patterns there. We'll get into that some other time. But pi. And it's time for us to see who we are by these numbers that they use profoundly, knowing the power behind the number that they give titles and names and labels to these words that they give each year. If you look up how many words are added to their dictionary each year, which a lot of them we're not even aware of, but
that's so true.
Understanding that copper color, the color is no more than nations. And they saw copper nations of people all over the world.
Yes.
So here in America, they use the way of programming through visualization, which they've taken it to another level now. Excuse me, they've taken it to another level now with virtual reality. But who took our story and used our number behind it? And I'm going to give us a couple of instances. Our number, Carpet Color, or a.k.a. Carpet Nations, on the biggest culprit in America, which we all know, it's called Hollywood. Holly is 14, which is 5. Wood is 12, which is 3. We can even look at Fifth Third Bank if we want to take it a little deeper, but we're on Hollywood right now. Hollywood took the carpet color people and gave us the images of who we were in their movies. They called it cowboys and Indians. Every cowboy, original cowboy, was black. Every Indian was black.
Mm-hmm.
See, even through Hollywood, they changed the color, color being 14, which carpet color is actually brown. Brown is 14. They changed the Indians brown to red. Red is 14. But even in the movies, both characters, be it cowboys and Indians, were both white, portraying, playing, acting these particular characters of cowboys and Indians that they refer to, and now the image in everyone's head is white people. Because we all knew in those times, a white man never ever referred to himself as a boy. During them, those times, they were cattle men.
Yeah.
So, again, that's just a small side note. Here's another small side note. If you ever, any of the family has ever seen a comedy, and comedy, this is the beauty of comedy, they stretch, as they say, or push the envelope. Dave Chappelle, Richard Pryor, I can go on. But anyway, it was a movie by a comedian named Mel Brooks. And he made this movie called Blazing Saddles, who had characters in it, Cleavon Little and Gene Wilder, if I'm not mistaken. And Cleavon Little, the black man, happened to be a sheriff. In this town that it was in desperate need of a sheriff, you know, sent out to hire a sheriff, but lo and behold, the sheriff that they got was Cleavon Little, a black man. And another character, I think his name is Slim Pickens, was up on the roof because they had a celebration for when the sheriff got there. And when he saw Cleavon Little, he made the statement that this nigga is blacker than an Indian. And the people was like, what? Because they was playing the music. And like I said, you have to go and either get the movie, rent it, or because if you get it from certain places or watch it on TV, they cut it out. But you can see he said it about 3 to 4 times because they were playing the music. And when they finally stopped the music, you could even read his lips. But he said, this nigga is blacker than, the sheriff is a nigga. He's blacker than an Indian. But the key point was they were letting you know that the cowboys black and the Indians were black.
Right, yes.
But they were using it in a comedic way, you know, where a lot of people miss what was given. So that's one of the things that Hollywood did with our number. Another thing that they've done with our number is, again, as the last class stated, why 13? Why 31? Why that 4? That's the secret. That's why it's no real secret, because secret is 31. But when we understand that taken from our beginning dealing with Egyptians and Egypt, well, we learned that the Nile comes to 13, the Nile River. And who lived along the Niles were the Egyptians, where Egyptian is 31. And our culture had us where we were deeply engulfed into sun worship and acknowledgement, if not worship. And we were even into moon worship, especially the full moon. Why do we today even get so deep into the moons now? And especially when we see and feel the energy of the full moon at this time of Aquarius. Well, the universe dictates the time, and this is the age of Aquarius. But even dealing with the movie now that Hollywood has taken us and, again, use that knowledge of us understanding the movements of the moon, especially the full moon and the sun, well, they made a monster movie. And one of Hollywood's best monster movies, with Lon Chaney Jr. playing as Lawrence Talbert, was The Wolfman. Because when we look at where the Wolfman originated from, he came by way of Egypt. remember, in all of the Wolfman movies, it was the gypsies, again, whitewashing who we were to always make the gypsies a darker hue, but always an outcast, which we always see. But it was the gypsy's son who was bitten that bit Lawrence Talbert, who became the Wolfman. A gypsy is a traveling Egyptian, even when we look it up. So this is why, again, it's the full moon that we've always been into, and it's once a white man or Lawrence Talbert has the blood of an Egyptian that now drives him crazy. But again, as we have always been cursed, as they call it, that curse on our people. But this is what Hollywood has now made. Oh, and I can't be remiss when we look at those numbers again, that 5 and that 3, that carpet color. Well, wolf is 14, which is 5, and man is 3. That 5 and 3 again. Once we truly start seeing beyond these things, we will start really seeing our story that they've used in all of these Hollywood productions.
Yeah.
So that in itself was dealing with that 8. Because, again, as I said, chosen 23 is Christ. 32, Jesus Christ, 59, 5 plus 9, which is 14, 1 plus 4, still 5. But it's not just Christ. Christ was the example. That's why we go through Christ, being that example. And with that, we could, if we have any callers, we can start taking the calls so that we could get into, again, what's in your lane and what's on your square, because at the end of the day, none of us are wrong. And this is what I've been learning through these times that we aren't in class. And on these air waves, I've been getting the downloads of information that my biggest part is to use what I've been given to bring us together, the connection, because I've been saying for so long, we're saying the same thing using different words, not knowing the number. That in itself for me is the connection that I can bring us together and what we're saying. So we are all, again, coming from that universal book of life because we're all a part of it.
Mm.
So I will continue if nobody wants to chime in right now and bring...
We have people with their hands up.
Okay, well, let's bring the family so we can get the round table started.
Okay. All right. The first caller, area code 732.
Thank you so much, Antoinette. Clear to hear you.
You're
sounding good. And I love all of you.
Oh, thank you.
But what I wanted
love
to say,
you.
Too.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Is that the hospital is really purgatory now. So when you were there,
oh,
that's
terrible.
Where you were. And you
yes,
know what they have
terrible.
The mm-hmm. And you know what they have the greatest fear of now? Our rejection. It's like when they come after us, oh, you got to do this, you have to do that. When you said,
yeah.
Just not, don't test my nose, you're not sticking that in my nose, you know?
I
so
pushed the nurse off of me.
Good. That's
great.
Because
she was telling me, I pushed her off of me, and
mm-hmm.
I had to do it twice.
Mm-hmm. So what happens is whenever they come against us, right, of course they come in a force. But there's nothing like our force. Our force is worse than any ocean waves and everything else. So if we sit and we let them do to us, they sort of conquer us. But then when we rise up, our force overpowers everything, Antoinette. You know what? They probably didn't even want to let you out of that hospital because, you know, years and years ago, the cold killed the germ. But ever since they call it global warming, or I don't even know what the word is, but I call it global warn, WARNING, warning.
Yeah.
Because what it did was now it's the heat that kills COVID. So what they're doing
but
is,
you
like
know
you
what?
Said, nope. What?
But I didn't know that it was supposed to cold because I know where germs, usually if it's cold, you know, they can't live in the cold. They thrive off the heat. You know, anything, you know, funguses or anything, they thrive off the heat moisture. When I was in the hospital, they had it so hot in there, and I couldn't stand it. I'm not a person that can take heat. I never could. And I, you know, I couldn't breathe. I can't take this. Lord, forgive me. I'm getting emotional.
That's all right. You made it through that. You. It's fair that you feel any way you can right now. We all love you and understand how you're feeling, because we are all one anyway. So we're loving it, Antoinette, and we're understanding. I shouldn't have said over. But the point is too. So like you're saying, in years ago it was the cold killed the germ. No more. This global warming has taken over everything. So that's why that room was so hot. So what they're doing is they're afraid, the nurses, the doctors. So they're keeping it hot in these hospitals, these purgatory ovens. They're keeping it so hot now to kill the germ. So that, and I know you like the cold.
Well, you know what was strange? Now, one of the doctors said, you need a fan, I'm going to get you a fan. Now this is really going to get y'all. The nurse got mad. I said, oh, no, you can't have a fan up here. I don't know what he was thinking, but this, you have COVID. This is a COVID. This is a COVID floor.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have fans in here to have this blown all over the place.
The reason these buildings are so cold with no windows, that's their form of oxygen. So the heat also, if there's so much heat and there's no flow of oxygen, that starts messing with your brain. That's why you started thinking the way you were thinking, because hallucination starts. You know, like people on that hot, hot desert and they seeing water and it's not really there. It's the same thing in that daggone building, purgatory. The heat is heat. So you started thinking, wait a minute, this, that, what are they doing in here? Where am I? And they know that. So listen, go ahead.
Even though I had a big window that was, a picture window that I was able to look out at, but it was no trees. You know, it was no grass, no light. It was still just, I could see the sky, but nothing to sustain me that I was always able to, to grasp onto for my hope. It was always nature, and I didn't have that. And then, I didn't have my children. I didn't have my grandchildren. I mean, and they would talk to me when they could. I mean, so it was just, oh, my God. But then, fortunately, I had my laptop, which was good. My children sent me that.
Oh, wow.
And I had my books and stuff like that. But, it was just, I even told one of them, I said, it's a shame. I said, if I didn't have my family and if I didn't know that there was people out there for me, but if I was an elderly person in here, I don't know how I would be able to stand, because y'all are all covered up and your mask and everything on. And then before you even leave the room, you're taking this stuff off and you're throwing it in the trash. You're taking the plastic and everything off of you and you're throwing it in the trash. And they're like, oh, well, that's to protect you and so that we don't infect everyone else.
Yeah, well, they should have put it in plastic bags and taken it out the room if they're calling themselves protecting someone. But then even like you said, there was no sign of oxygen. You looked out the window, didn't see nothing green. Maybe you could have got a little oxygen from that.
Yeah.
But that's what it was. When you asked for that daggone sand, one wanted you to have it and the other didn't because they knew you was going to get some oxygen from that fan. And just like I said, when we go in these places today, it is not meant for us to leave out of there. Do you know?
No, because they were telling me to stay in the bed. Don't get out of the bed. You have to go to the bathroom call.
Yeah.
Now, I talked to my niece who was a registered nurse, not in Delaware. But, you know, she told me, she said, make sure you get up and you walk around. And I said, well, they won't even let me out of the room. She said, okay, well, you walk around the room. Make sure that you walk around the room. Do not stay laid in that bed because if you stay laid in the bed and you don't walk around, then it's going to get worse and you're going to end up with pneumonia and stuff. And I don't want you having pneumonia because I don't know if they'll let me in that hospital to you.
Yeah. Nothing so natural
sure
they want
you
us to
walk
have.
Around.
Didn't want
no,
you to have
I was
no
like,
ear.
Okay. No, and they
don't want
tell,
you to
you know,
exercise.
It was telling me to stay in the bed.
Because exercising is our natural calcium. Whenever we're down and out, if we could get up and do some type of exercise, that natural calcium starts killing the germ automatically. You know, I've been talking for a long time. I had wanted to say something else too, Brother Eddie, about copper. But if you want me to wait, I'll wait and come back in.
Oh, we have another caller, but
yeah, go ahead. Bring the other caller in, because we want to try to stay on topic too.
Yes, let me bring this caller in. Okay, area code 404.
All right, we're glad you made it through, Antoinette. Everybody, happy Father's Day.
Wesson.
Happy Father's Day. All right, we got to move further. All right, okay. I sent out a survey. Y'all keep talking about money, what we need to do. I sent all y'all something where you can invest your own money called UIGI. I ain't heard no report from none of y'all. Okay, that's why I want to send it to y'all young folks, younger than me, so y'all can go ahead and do this and show us old people how to do it, man. But goddammit, if I had to put on there which one you like, Kentucky Fried Chicken or Popeyes, you niggas would have thought, man. I'm like Eddie now, man. I'm sick of this, man. Y'all talking about we need money, all of us in this group from Dry Bone, all of us. We want money to do something. So my mission is we start making money, then we can buy our own damn website, man. Okay, we can finance our own stuff, our own damn website, because this shit might shut down. I heard yesterday, what everybody use? Zoom. Zoom shut down, man. Yesterday, so many people on
really?
Zoom. Yeah, Zoom shut down, man. I do stuff
yeah,
to try to help us out, man.
They had a couple of sites that went down yesterday where they said that the internet went down in different parts of. But that's the reason why I said that I had said earlier, Wesley, that I forgot what I said. Lord, but
well,
you're right. I mean, we do. We
I'm
do.
Tell y'all
we really
man.
Have to think.
I'm going to tell y'all something, man. It come out yesterday. Putin said, y'all keep messing with Russia, he's going to shut down the East Coast first. So yesterday could have been a test,
I've heard
man.
That.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay? So, I mean, y'all better get ready. We in war, man. This bullshit time about shucking and jiving and doing electric slide and all this BSing, man. Time up, man. How many times I got to tell y'all, man? Okay? Y'all
yes,
see what old Nas-ass Trump did to them sisters in Atlanta, man. I know y'all saw that, Antoinette. Made them sisters a
didn't.
Target, man. You told
no,
me you saw
Wesley,
an Antoinette yesterday.
Wesley,
I sent you all the information.
I'm sorry. Wesley, honestly and truly, I'm sorry, but I
got a good memory. I can show you the text when you told me you
I'm
saw
not
it.
Saying that, I'm not saying that you didn't. I'm just saying
right.
that I'm sorry. I don't remember. I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
You got to start taking, I told you to take some human fulvic acid, man, to get your mind charged. That's what I take, man, human fulvic acid. Y'all got to take all the stuff y'all can,
I just got new vitamins and things like that, and some high grade peroxide and D3 and the oil, the drops.
Yeah.
And some liquid zinc.
And I sent you the man, Crenshaw in California, man. He got the hookup with the herbs and stuff. Crenshaw, he finna get Mama AZ like he's 19, man. Okay. The,
okay. Did you send this to my email? Did you send it to me on Facebook?
Yeah. I sent it through your regular text months ago, man.
Okay.
That's why I said you got to move further. Start thinking further, man. Cause that ain't no time to be slow and stupid. I want to say stupid, but slow, man. Okay, these folks ain't no joke, man. Y'all got to speed it up, man. I'm like Eddie now. Y'all better speed it up or your ass going to be eliminated. That go for everybody, not you, Antoinette, all us, man. I'm in the but anyway, yes, sir.
With that being said, Wes, what's in your lane?
Huh?
What's on your square?
Yeah. My square going in the year 3000, man, trying to bring people up because everybody ain't on the same vibration, man. So right now, you either change with the time, evolve, or your ass is through. We're going to see some sad singing and fire bringing, man. That's for everybody, me included, man. That's my lane, man. Because it's like, you got three to 4 years, man. Who going to make it to 2024, man? Okay, I told y'all that long ago when that first eclipse in 2017, that was the 7 year tribulation. We halfway there, man. As a 2020 folk, the ones, hey, somebody ain't going to make it, man. We was in a tribulation right now. But anyway, I'm going to be quiet. And I sent y'all something to make some money, man. And I want y'all young folks to do it because y'all faster than me, man. So we can invest and get out the white man kitchen. Get your mouth out the white man kitchen. All right? So I wish I'd have known this long enough, man, when I was young, so I wouldn't be, I'd have been set real right like I'm supposed to be, man. But I'm still learning, man. I'm kept playing catch-up, like y'all say. But anyway, I'll be quiet, man. I'm amped up, man, because I see the end of all this, man. It's fun to be alive, really, man. But Antoinette, you didn't see what happened with Trump put a hit on them ladies? Okay?
I didn't see that. Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about now. Yes, I do. Yes, the mother and the daughter, and yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you knew what I was talking about, man. I knew it. But anyway, he put a hit on them ladies' life
about
in danger,
I remember. Pardon me?
Yeah, two ladies' life in danger, man. Them ladies' life in danger.
Yeah.
And I had somebody tell me, they're just working for the Democratic Party, man. I don't do no damn party shit no more, man. I don't do no color thing. I'm like, Ray, man, it's wrong or right, man. What if that would have been my mama, my sister, one of y'all, that Trump put a hit out on y'all, man? I was with Trump, but not fuck Trump, man. Now, you mess with my women, but I hate to see a black woman cry, a baby, or somebody old, man. Especially y'all women, man. That make my eyes start sweating. I be want to kill somebody, but I be quiet, man. I be quiet. Yeah, I'm trying to chill, man. I'm hollering
this,
man.
Yes, please do. Yes, I was very upset by that. I truly, truly was. You know, I was like, man, you know, but it's both sides. I don't care who's in that office. It doesn't matter. They're not there for us. You know, the agenda doesn't change. The only thing that changes is the face. They just have somebody else come on with a different hat. You know, they're still a gang. You know, the Bloods and the Crips, that's blue and red.
Yeah.
It's blue and red in the White House.
Blue and red make purple,
no,
but still, you don't put no,
yeah,
hit,
but
no
the
death threat on my own
for
on my fault, man. Well, I'm looking at what happened, man. They put a death threat on our sisters, man, somebody, grandma, and all that, man. What the hell is that, man? And then somebody going to tell me, talking about they working for the Democratic Party, man. That was some BS, man. It don't matter who they were. It don't matter, man. That's our folk, man. Okay? But anyway, that just set me off, man. Any black man to say something like that, man, against our own people, man. Anyway, I'll be quiet.
We at war, man.
That's right. We are. War is on us.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Wes. And again, bringing things to the attention that a lot of us might not have known. So, again, And thank you for your contribution to your lane, as I already know what you bring to the table on your square. So it's always greatly appreciated. But for you to echo those sentiments are also right on time. So do we have any mm-hmm. other callers for Santanette?
No, anyone, if you have a question or a comment or a statement, if you, you know, press the number one, I'll be happy to open up your line.
And Sister Ishtar, how you doing? And again, what was your statement or reply to the title of the class being What's mm-hmm. in Your Lane and
okay.
What's on Your Square?
Thank you so much, Brother Eddie. But you spoke about copper, too. So when you spoke about the copper, it took me back how our color, the natural black coal, let's say the natural coal color people, even with when like going way back, and our people would be coal color, and coal like that comes from mining. And even with the coal color people, you would see that copper, the copper shines right through the coal. Then it's even like one of the greatest protectors is copper.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, mm-hmm. In the original status, the coal and copper is two, even coal, as far as heat, is one of the best heat, one of the best heats there is. And copper
okay.
being, excuse me?
Okay, now what I was saying, okay, we'll get back mm-hmm. to that because, again, I was trying to keep you on point, on target, with giving
okay.
me what's in your lane, what's
mm-hmm.
on your square. Copper is something that you wanted to talk about and get into, but the question at hand is what we want to try to stay on. So
mm-hmm.
that's why
okay.
I reiterated, what's in your lane? What's on your square?
Well, what's in my lane or what's in my... What do you mean, Brother Edward, like what's happening to someone right now?
You've heard the term, stay on your square.
Okay.
Stay in your lane. When you hear
well,
that, what
mm-hmm.
does that, what is that referencing to you? What's in your lane? Or you
so
standing on
you
your square, if you stand on
oh,
your square,
yes. okay,
what's on
I
your
got
square
you.
If you're standing on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, what's on the square that I'm standing on? Well, here, stop me again if you want, if I'm off point, okay?
No, this is whatever's on your square. That was the question. So what I have to give ain't got nothing to do with your square. So this is why we stand on, you know, letting
mm-hmm.
us know what's on your square, because what's on your square might be on somebody else's square.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, where I live, they're very racist and everything. But I'm the type of person that I'm a stand-up person. There's not too much anyone is going to do to me, and I'm not going to come back. So anyway, this is a senior place. You have to pay cash when you move in here for the daggone place. You don't own much of the land. It's a co-op. You own 3 feet out from your house. But
okay,
when I bought
now,
this place, no, I'm
let
still
me
not.
Stop you. Let me stop you there because you said I can stop you, so forgive me for that.
Yes.
But again,
mm-hmm.
you're going into a story about a particular thing. Let me kind of bring you around to it
mm-hmm.
again. And let me just give the universal book of life that, for me, I feel it's all part of our lane. It's our square.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
again, we're everywhere and not precise or concise into
mm-hmm.
it. So my square, or our square, is that
mm-hmm.
we are all students in the everyday class of life, still
mm-hmm.
learning useful information from everybody, everywhere. The revealing comes through the silence within the meditation, reflections, and visualizations that we go through that takes us to the God source that shines, that sunlight that unleashes the light of all of the information and learning from us that comes from the darkness, and it comes to the light. This is our spirituality, not religion.
I'm not a religious person. Okay.
Again, this is, again, me giving, for me, our universal sphere. I said our.
Okay, give me. I thought I was telling about my experience.
I'm giving, like I said, a synopsis of the universe. Mm-hmm. But again, at the end of the day, it's all, even hearing what I'm saying by the words, and I haven't went back to connect the numbers of what I'm giving. Because
I stood on my square, Brother Ed. I stood on my square. Maybe I didn't get a chance to get to that point about telling about that part, because I was just letting you know where I was. And after I let you know where I was, I was going to let you all know how I stood on my square.
Okay. But, again, for me, the square is actually the information that we disseminate. It's not what we went through to get the information. This is how we take a lot of idle time telling about things that can't change, ain't going to change. Your square is the information.
Well, this is getting ready to change. The square I'm standing on is getting ready to change. It is.
So, but anyway, getting back to the spirituality that we are into, not the religion, that ties us into our creative, unlimited power coming directly from our imagination, that unlocks that creative power waiting to come out of all of us. And the other classes previously, again, we have to add ourselves to this book of life, because when we add ourselves, we're actually keeping it real. That's even with how we learn to deliver our information. We are speaking truth to power. So by speaking truth, we have no reason to interject things that aren't dealing with the truth that we're speaking.
I'm just, again,
don't take what I'm giving personal, because again, as you were giving your part of your square or in your lane, this is what I'm giving to let us know, for me, it's universal, which means that's all of us. So as I'm saying, it's all connected. This is what I give, and it's called metaphysics. We hear it's as above, so below, that we fellowship and worship, and we should practice or preach truth. Sister Antoinette couldn't get a record on at the beginning of the show, which it's no problem. A lot of us know some of the words, but go back and look at those lyrics, because it's part of all of this that we're talking about, which is Teddy Pendergrass, Wake Up Everybody. See, this is our true offense and defense that's coming from the meek and the righteous. This is our spiritual guidance, our true story. This is the actual movement that we are all behind, and it's behind the movement of what has been dubbed as just ice or justice. That's at the end of the day, and this is for you, Sister Antoinette, and a lot of our Christian family. This is all of this that we're talking about tonight, even to truly understand the metaphysics that I've always given is no more than God and Jesus Christ. See, because when we look at God being 13, Jesus Christ is 59, 5 plus, I mean 59, 59 plus 13 is 72. And we see the story in the 72. One thing is 7 plus 2 is 9, and 9 is up. And it took 72 hours for Jesus to go up to the right side of the throne, family. 72. And we look at those, that story as Easter taking us to, I'm sorry, Good Friday taking us to Easter. Have we ever thought of why would the crucifixion of the Savior be called Good Friday? Regardless of what they try to get behind you, but the words reveal the number. Good Friday comes to 38. 3 plus 8 is 11, or that 2. Easter comes to 29. 2 plus 9 is 11, or that 2. We see everywhere at different times, 11, 11. We talk about 22, 13, it's all the 4. So for 72 hours, Jesus was put in a cave in total darkness and blackness and silence. But when we look at that, silence is 27, which is 9. Jesus is 27. 72 hours, 72, flopped from 27. When we're in silence, that gives us that internal learning information of that source of light, of life. And we began to rise. It says on the third day, he rose. Where rose is 18, which is that 9. Jesus being 9, 72 being that 9. But we get, again, complacent into the story as it's giving, not looking at the metaphors as what's being said. And we get into the days of Easter landing on a Sunday or a Monday, still not seeing the numbers are the same. Sunday is 20, which is that 11, and Monday is 11, that 2-2 again. The 72 hours will let us know which 11 it actually fell on. But the symbolism of understanding that he was put in that dark cave, well, guess what, family? Cave is 14. That 5. The modern day cave is called your home, 14. And even in that analogy of understanding, for 3 days, how many of us have actually prayed, meditated, visualized, did reflection for 3 damn days straight and had the time, getting complacent by the 5 called the damn pandemic that we say is a plandemic. The 5, the pandemic is for you to be in your cave, your home, and go through our meditating that we've been talking about. It's the spiritual war. Brother Wesley keeps saying the war. We ain't got shit at hands, family, regardless of what pop guns we got, to fight a real serious war of mass destruction. So again, this is the home, the cave. Even Brother Kwame uses the sweat lodge, sweat being the 5, the cave. The lodge, the 2 that you go in, is that mental universe of connection, of communicating with self, yourself and nature. But we can't say we didn't have the time because, again, I reference to what? The pandemic, the 5, that kept most of us home. Others that couldn't stay home, frontline workers and all the other hospitality, and we all know who had to work. But, again, it's no different. Home is 14, damn it, work is 14.
your home or your work is still the damn cave that we got to come to a spiritual concession and take back. See, because the work, the job that we do is for somebody else. It's not for that spiritual, which this pandemic gave us and allowed us the opportunity to get back to where we should actually be. Because the five that, Antoinette, you were talking about earlier is the damn food, 14.
Yes.
The five is the game. Game is 14 that they play with the food and the 14 called gas, which we see. That's getting ready to happen where your driving privileges will be taken away without them lifting a damn finger. The prices of gas will be so high that you won't be able to drive. It will be a necessity. And we talked about them taking our driving privileges away years ago when we started talking about these damn bike paths and why they putting bike paths every damn day. We forget. We forget that shit. Oh, this is, hey, this is, it's finna happen, baby. It's finna pop.
Yeah.
Snap, crackle, and pop. It's getting ready to jump. And again, if we don't have our own ways, our lanes, to find the patterns of what's happening, not just from the past that brings us to the present, but has us able to see the darn future. We all can do this because what did Christ say? What I can do, ye can do also.
Yes.
But we don't get in our caves, our homes, and do any type of fasting and meditating, prayers or visualizations, reflections, nothing. And we have nothing but time that's wasted.
Yeah.
See,
that we do.
So
when you look at even with the thing.
From our last class, and I'll end with this, when I said the second coming of Jesus Christ, well, everything that we've been talking about tonight, all of these things come to that five. I'm sorry, come to the nine.
Yeah.
Second coming, 40, Jesus Christ, 5, or 59, brings you to 99. 40 plus 59 is 99. 9 plus 9 is 18. 1 plus 8, you back to 9, which we starting off with the 666, with the 369. All is the 9. That's why, guess what? Lane is 9. Square is 9. It's all the information, 9. The learning, we still learn. Learning is 9. Metaphysics is 9. As above, so below is 9. All the stuff that I've been talking about for years, family, all boils down to Jesus Christ and God or the second coming of Jesus Christ. We speak it into existence. What we have put in our heads, what this second coming is, if we stuck on, what would I say, the past in Pisces and can't adapt to where we are now, we didn't gain any wisdom trying to spread an old thought on a new way, which are our children. If we don't know how to use the words that are in the Bible that are used today, by seeing the same numbers of those words are being echoed in what our children are saying today. When we say we is a generation gap and we can't, no, we ain't trying to figure it out. I'm just showing a way out of many damn ways to figure this shit out, family. If I make sense to you, as Brother West said, when we give anything we got that we can figure out to our children, damn it, they're going to take it to the next plateau. Because at the end of the day, when we talk about Hollywood taking our numbers of the carpet color, understanding when we talk about that three-fifths of a human, we don't understand. We're talking about the fifth damn dimension, y'all. The fifth dimension. This is why they keep referring to who we are and what we have is junk. They call it junk damn DNA. It is not junk. It's alien DNA. When we talk about alien, the first thing we think about is creatures from another domain, be it in space or inner space. But our connection is that our DNA within it is alien, family. This is why they call it junk. They can't figure it out. that alien DNA is coded and it's being activated right now. I ain't got shit to do with it. Again, metaphysics is no more than understanding that we're all messengers, 41, which is 5, with a damn message. Message is 31, which is 4, the 5 and the 4, the 9. Your message is your damn story, not Hollywood's. Learn to tell your story so you can deliver your message properly, family, because at the end of the day, your message, your story, always comes back to the spiritual. That's the fight we in. That's the truth that we gonna see at the end of the day. Being said, Sister Ishtar, that's my lane. That's my square. And I share my lane and my square with all of us. Because again, the lane and the square that I'm on and in is universal. That's why universal is 9, along with lane, along with square, along with information, along with learning, along with creativity, along with Jesus, along with source, the light of life. He was the perfect example for us to follow life and showing the examples of what he can do, we can do too. The awakening has happened. The DNA is activated. That's why they're so afraid. That's why that junk 14, which is 5, is now pandemic, which is 5, which they want to give you a vaccine, which is 5, to create more death, which is 5, by putting you in a hospital, which is 5, seen by the doctor, which is 5, and his damn nurse, which is 5. Come on, family. I got 5 on it.
Yeah.
All these damn criminals. Criminal is 5. And they're found right there in court. Court is 5. Don't get it twisted. They're owned by the mob. It's 5. Better known as the mafia. 5. Shit, it don't change. The words change. The number remains the same, family. We're going to figure out what's important, which is 5.
Yes.
That gets all of our interest is 5. We're going to figure all this shit out. Because we all have a particular part to add. And I use that. Add is 9. Add comes to 144. The 144,000, family, add yourself to that scenario. That's the war than the warriors that we in, because that's the 144,000 that's mentioned. And ain't too many people won't get it, because what do they say? Many are called, but few are chosen. It's not a big number, fam. And it doesn't take a whole bunch of us. Just wake up, everybody. Wow. Wake up, everybody, comes to 5. Sing it, Teddy. Start preaching the truth. Preach what you teach. See, so yes, I digress. And again, for me, like I said, that's my part. That's my piece, or that's what's in my lane and what's on my square. And I feel, if not all, a lot of those things, being that 9, it's in our lane. It's on your square. And again, I'm learning again myself how to be more focused and more precise in what we're talking about, instead of taking us through a long story. If we have time for it, great. But before we get there, let's again stay on topic, stay on point, and try to get what's being given before we go off into personal things, because personal is basically private. And again, I've learned through conversations that even when people are revealing personal things that are private, they only give you so damn much. I don't care what it is. They ain't giving you the entire story. Certain things they hold back on. They're telling you what they want you to know, just like the media will. They're going to tell you what they want you to hear, this, that, and the other. And until we again learn to be that open book and be totally honest, because we got to start with self. If you can't be totally honest with yourself, how am I going to be honest and open with anybody else when I'm revealing anything? I'm an open damn book. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. If it's something I don't want you to know, I'm going to tell you. It's simple. But I'm not going to sugarcoat shit, and I'm not definitely going to beat around the bush or take you way left field, right field. No, it's called direct, baby. And again, I'm seeing that as the more I get and I become more direct, people get emotional because, again, they let emotions, which, again, when we let our emotions become our problems, because that's all the emotions are. Emotions being two, problems are two. When we let the emotions become the problem, it blocks an open receiver. Open is two, receiver is two. We are receivers and transmitters. We can't be a receiver with problems because all the energy is now directed on the problem, not receiving. You're not getting any reception from the universe, family, from the air. We can go outside as much as we, but when we got a problem, and it ain't got to be your problem. If it's somebody else's problem, it's weighing on your mind.
Yeah.
Because they rent in your mind now. You thinking about their damn problem. Problem that we have, again, it blocks the connection of that receiver that we are. Again, when we talking about mutants and mutation, transmutation, transformation, that's the five. That's the change we're going through, a transformation. And some of us have already mutated. We're going through a mutation instead of a transformation because mutation is five, formation is five. It's a change, and we're all going through a change, especially those who have taken this vaccine five. I think you or somebody else in the family sent me a link to some country now is admitting that the RFID chip is in the vaccine. Stop. We talked about that.
Yeah,
five
something that we already knew. Yes.
Yes, and I the four and the five. I stopped using the term, and now I'm thinking of, again, the nine that we own. The four and the five was me when my book first came out, is that we're going to be in a society where it's known as comply or die. Comply being 13,
yeah.
Or die being 14, which is five, the four and the five. Die or comply society. This is what we've been saying because, again, we keep talking about the vaccine that brings death, the walking dead. Well, we talk about what? Depopulation, 41, the five, y'all. It ain't no damn conspiracy. When we see these numbers keep coming up, we see these patterns. Woo! I see my patterns, and it's dealing with the numbers. Thank goodness. What do we see patterns in that we're not recognizing? Because they're here every day. Every day. I give what I have to give away, and I still know that most people aren't going to understand what I'm able to see now, and I am so grateful, you know. But again, it the journey is lonely, but I'm never alone. I was talking to an individual today, and wow, do you ever get like, no, it's a lonely journey, but I'm never alone. I have too much that is being given to me. Shit, you know, I ain't got time, you know, that. To be lonely. Shit. I wish for that solitude sometime, but in solitude, my mind won't shut down. So what's the reason for it? Find your niche. See, because again, I found that niche that I've been looking for all the time, which is, again, I found the need that we need. And for me, people are like, damn, Ed, you always talking about that. That's what's needed, damn it. Every place I go, ain't nobody talking about this. Ain't nobody into this. The conversations are on a whole bunch of bullshit. Not with me. I'm there to bring some light to the conversation if there is none. I don't come in just shining my light. I come in and go in where I fit in. But again, if I go in and start giving what I have to give and ain't shit being, you know, received, it's time for me to go. Ain't my party, ain't my class. See, because more than anything, like anybody else, I'm a better student than I am a teacher. So I want to sponge off everybody else. But if I'm in a room of knuckleheads and all they're doing is talking shit, and no, not me. Because like I said, every place I go, ain't nobody talking about that spiritual realm. So, damn, I'm needed then. I got to feel that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to do. Find where you need it, feel it, and be good at doing what you're doing. But, again, that's my square. Ain't nobody going to tell me or tell me to look at this and that. Ain't shit, because whatever I get that I look at, I'm still looking at it from my angle, what I can get out of it in order to deliver to my people in my message, my damn story. I get stories from people who are great at giving a dissertation to a movie or somebody else's damn life. Your life is the damn movie. Be the best at telling your damn movie, your life. Like I said, I know how people are able to talk about movies, up and down. Know them from the beginning of the end and don't miss shit. But let them talk about their life. Let them talk about what they've experienced that they could give and share along the way. It's not detailed like the movie.
Yeah.
It ain't really your life. It ain't really your life. It ain't really nothing but a movie. Thank you, Gil Scott.
Yes. You know,
yes.
If you don't mind, if I just switch this for a moment, because
sure.
This is something that has been troubling me. Yesterday, and for those of y'all that are aware of it, if not, then I hope that you will be. But there's some brothers and some sisters, and I think they're trying to do a treaty to, you know, get back land and, you know, so that we can have our own. And all of that is good, and I feel for them, and when I say them, I'm not separating myself. But what I'm saying is I hope that if they are for real, that they're protected, that they will use wisdom. Now, in hoping that they will use wisdom, I hope that any of us or any of the young people or, you know, anyone that is looking at them to also look and really see if this is people that are the government using, are they out there to stir up something? Or is their walk true? I mean, because to me, I don't see where anything, do you make a plan in public to, you know, to get what you need? I mean, if you're going to plan and strategize, you don't do it in front of your enemy. And
this is correct.
So that was really concerning to me, you know, I mean, because at first I was like, oh, well, that's great. But then, you know, I mean, I've had other people talk to me and, you know, and it's like, wait a minute, you know, look at this. I don't think this is right. You know, just watch this. So I'm just, you know, asking everyone to, you know, just keep their eyes on it. You know, I can't tell you how to do or what to do or anything else. I just want everyone to be safe.
Hey, Antoinette.
Just know what you're
doing.
What you
talking about? What you talking about? What you saw? I said that to y'all.
Yes.
All that too about that military. But the main thing is, when I got all the street ties coming together, all right, like what I saw in California. All the street ties coming together, that's the main thing. And they're going to go to every city. They're going to hit Chicago to cut this bullshit out, all this gang warfare. Okay, that's what it's about.
I hope so.
I'm trying to explain to you what you saw. Okay? Served two purposes. It showed them devils what we got. They already know that we ain't playing no more. And also the treaty was all the street organizations coming together. Okay? That's the main thing. So just stay tuned. Be cool. We got to take care at home first. That's what it's about.
Yes, I agree.
Well, grandma, y'all can walk with y'all pocketbooks without nobody fucking with y'all, man. We're all women, okay, without nobody bothering y'all, these young punk thugs. Because now it's time when men stand up, little boys sit the hell down, man. That's what that's about, okay? That's what that's about, okay?
Yes.
I ain't going to get too far in detail. Just be cool. It was something about the show, but it was mostly about dope. We ain't playing no more. That's let everybody know. We ain't playing no more, man. That's what I keep trying to tell y'all, man. What Mr. D. Gregory say? Playtime is over, man.
It's over,
all this bovine, all this bovine, equine, feline, canine excrement is over. All right? Ain't no more BSing no more, man. Playtime over now, man. Okay? So all the street ties coming together, man. All this bull crap of crip blood going against each other, that shit is over, man. Okay, that's what it was. It started in California. It's coming this way, man. I keep trying to tell y'all, man, when I was in Cali, man. Ain't no Crips and no damn Bloods no more, man. When Nipsey got killed, that's when everything changed, man. Okay, and that's why I didn't want to go out there where Nipsey was, where he got killed. I didn't want to see it, man. I had a chance to go out there. I didn't want to go where Nipsey got killed. But all the street tribes coming together, man. All over the country, man, especially after what we saw in Buffalo. Okay? We should have been coming together a long time ago, but you know, Ed and them say, you can't sit, you can't drink that wine for a time. Now it's time for the wine.
Yeah, well, we have to do with it. I hate to say that. But you know what? Everybody has their part. Everybody knows what they should be doing. You know, everybody has a place that, you know, they have that call in their life. They have their path. They're staying in their lane. They know their lane.
I don't truly agree with that because a lot of people, even through their conversations, are still trying to figure it out.
Yes.
They're still trying. Like we all say, we're still learning. And you could distinguish.
Yes.
Where a person is through their conversation.
Yep,
does their
right,
conversation,
bro.
Do their conversation vibrate energy, or does the conversation drain you? They're just taking you a long way around, a lot of time being taken and saying nothing. See, and some people don't know that their conversations are draining. It doesn't give energy, the vitality, the nourishment, the information, your square. All that comes from your square.
Yes.
That's in your lane. What are you bringing in your lane? Are you bringing these things? Are you just bringing a lot of flowery garbage, bullshit? A lot of time being wasted. Like Brother West said, I've said too, game is over.
Yes,
we
got to
be ready. See?
Yes.
And we're still talking, and the conversation is saying that we're in a preparatory mode. We still preparing because the conversation isn't uplifting that energy, letting you know that not only are they ready, but they gave me information that gives me more.
Yes.
We
got Brother Derek. I believe this is Brother Derek.
Yeah.
Bring Brother D in.
Okay. Good evening, Brother Derek. I hope this is Brother Derek.
Good evening. Good late evening.
What's happening, Brother?
It's after 10 o'clock in Chicago.
What's up,
going on,
D?
Y'all? What's
it's
up?
11-11 right here, where I'm looking at. 11-11. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's see, that's right on point. 11-11. Wow.
Yes.
No accident. No, mm-hmm. Eddie, you want confirmation for me. Staying on your square, staying in your lane. For me, continuing to build my life force, stay on my path. Not let anything or anyone drain my life force. As you know, I just sold my house last week.
Mm-hmm.
I have, after I did it, literally the next day, I felt rejuvenated.
Mm.
I felt like I'm feeling now. I feel light. I'm feeling
mm-hmm.
like I'm floating on air. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It felt like. It reminded me of your first book you wrote, Take the Chain Off Your Brain. I felt like I was chained down.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that to say at the same time now, you know, not to offend anybody and for none of y'all not to offend your loved ones and family members, but like Brother Wesley was saying, like you've been saying, Brother Eddie, playtime is over. And I said that to say anything or anyone that's blocking your path or draining your life force or draining your energy, you're going to have to let it go. You got to. Because at the end of the day, if you continue to let things or let people block your path or put people in your area, in your circle, that wasn't meant to be there, you're going to have some problems. And I can tell you firsthand, you know, that's not a good thing. You can't, you know, I'm not trying to sound selfish or anything like that, but at the end of the day, this is about you. You know, yeah, like I said, I know we're also here on this planet, in this realm, in this reality to save other people, but at the same time, can't save everybody. Everybody don't want to be saved. Everybody's journey of path is not the same. And that's okay. But at the same time, you got to focus on numero uno, that's yourself. Invest in self. Brother Wesley was just talking about trying to get, you know, trying to put the young people on in terms of starting getting investing. I was listening to a show last week that we're talking about, you know, these jobs now are firing people at will. They're still firing people because, you know, they're not taking a shot or, you know, if this whole crypto thing now is crashing and people are getting laid off and fired. That's another thing that we can't get caught up in as far as these jobs, depending on somebody else to take care of you. Because it ain't going to work. The only person that's going to be able to know and do to take care of, know your needs, whatever, is yourself. A damn job is not going to do it. You know, it's time for us to start waking up and realizing these things now. And it all points back, like I just said, of making sure you get things situated where nothing or anyone can drain your life force. Like I said, that's what I'm on now. So that's all I got to say. Good show, y'all.
Thank you, Brother.
And That's an added point. That's a lovely square and lane to be in and to be on, you know.
Yeah.
And again, once we get there in your square, you're constantly learning information so that your square is better. The more information you have, the more rights you have. We always fighting for our rights. Your rights ain't nothing but the information you inquire in order to fight with, to have the rights you know you're fighting for. Rights is nine. Information is nine. It's all connected to my lane, on my square, to pass on. Everybody can add whatever they need for their life to make it better. That's the class we all in.
trying to find different ways, figure it out, to make this whole journey better. And as Brother Derek says, you first make it better for self. Because knowing thyself is knowing your damn business. Not nobody else's job, not their business. Business is one, 37. You is one, 10. Self is 19, one. Know you, yourself, is knowing your business. That's first, baby. So with that, Brother D, yes. Love your lane, my brother. Love it. Stay on it. Beep, beep.
Oh, one more thing. It's something interesting since I'm on another side of town. Something else interesting I've been seeing since I've been here. Another thing that I'm not going to pull in my life force. You still, you know, it's been hot up here for the past couple of weeks, 90s and 100s. Still got folks walking around in masks outside, 90, 100 degree weather. Hey, hate to say it, but more power to them. I ain't doing it. I'm continuing on my path, my life force. You know, people going to do what they do. People going to believe what they believe. You know, hey, I got to worry about me, or maybe worry is the wrong word to use, but I have to focus on myself. Now, if somebody, if I connect, which always happens, like what we're doing now, your life force and your energy will vibrate and you'll connect with other like-minded people. And when that happens, hey, it, to me, that's a beautiful thing. But realizing it's not going to be everybody. But that little critical mass of, you know, critical thinking people, man, you'd be surprised. We can move mountains together. So that's all.
Thank you, Brother Derek.
I concur. I agree with that because, again, that's why you are my brother from the same mother, your connection. It's the connection that we are coming to grips with, that true connection, to really see, again, the parts that we all have to bring, that basically everybody has something that will enhance where we already are, where you already are. It's always a reason that you are listening to a certain group of people. Because we're already tuned in, like you said, like-minded people, critical thinking. It's our spiritual essence that is magnetic, that basically draws our spiritual beings to one another. When we resonate and hear one another, the spirit is already tapped in and tuned in. We are consciously trying to figure it out. Part of our journey is figuring it out. To get to that spiritual truth of unity, of finding all of those connected spirits that speak truth, that basically share in our journey. And certain people are able to articulate the same things that are already dormant within us. They're able to speak it. Activate what we have been trying to say or we want to say that gives us the fortitude to get on up. Speaking power to truth or truth to power, which, by the way, comes to another nine, speaking truth to power. Since we're on that nine, this is why the feminine, every age, who in the age of Aquarius is nine, 2,160 years and nine. So the total of all of the ages connected is 25,920. It's a nine. I mean, I can go all in all into the nine, that is, all of this is connected to our square because it's part of the life cycle in this circle of life that we're in. And it all, for me, all of it has patterns And we're all trying to find those patterns, see them, so that we can figure it out. Like I said, I'm blessed to see that I've been given numbers, and I'm saying how to connect all of us connected, regardless of what we say, how we say it. When we understand the number, we can see the confusion that has been given that's keeping us divisive, because these words that are English, being five, again, is the occult five that keeps us in the confusion, five, of all of it, confusion, five. Because we're babbling, Babel being a five, with this occult, cult is five. Language, that's the baby of all languages of the world. And it's spoke in more countries around the world than any other language. How that shit happen if it ain't some type of spell that's been put on this language called English. Go ahead. Was somebody trying to say something?
No, Brother Eddie. I don't see anybody. No one else has put up their hand. Not yet. But y'all, it's seven minutes left in this live broadcast. Brother Eddie, you have to let me know what you want to do from here.
Well, again, I think I've given the family enough. Hopefully, as you said, you had your pen and paper at the beginning, and we didn't mention that,
yes.
But I'm quite sure. And if not, people can always run these classes back and take the notes that they miss. And again,
yes.
Like I said, what's being given by all of us is to enhance your square or your lane
yes.
that you're in, not to take from it, not to do any, but it's all to enhance. So you take what is needed, but when you take it, apply it. Don't just take it and it's just sitting there, because it does no good. And this is what
yeah.
we do when we're just spectators and we don't get in and become a participant. Participant is 41 to 5. We got to start participating, family. Get involved.
I did have a quote that I wrote down for this show that is very fitting in my opinion.
Well, go ahead. Lay it on us.
Some people feel the rain. Others just get wet.
Okay. Okay, that's nice.
You didn't
nice.
Get that? You got that, Brother Eddie.
Oh, yeah, I said it's nice. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Purple rain, baby. Fall down
yes.
on me. See.
Yes.
But, yes, again, like I said, if none of the family has anything else, I definitely, too, want you to get your rest, because, again, you just got out of the hospital, and you're sounding good, and we don't
yes,
want to
I'm
overdo.
Not going back with.
And yeah, then
no.
we don't want you to go back in to that death camp. See?
No,
they just
no. Look, I got home, my granddaughter was scared to come. She didn't want to come and see me, and my son, you know, made her tell me, and she was scared. And I was like, oh, you know, just the fact that she was scared and she didn't want to tell me. And I was like, oh, baby, you never had to hang in, you know. And she just got over a bad case of being sick. And she wanted to be around me, but then she was scared that she was going to get sick again, too. And then I was like, oh, yeah. And I felt so bad. You know, I'm like, man, they're playing such horrible games that, you know, just the way how it affects the children and everything, you know, where, you know, my granddaughter who's, you know, that's my oldest one who's been up under me from the time she was born. And, you know, for her to, you know, want to be with me, but then scared to be with me. And I wasn't even sick, you know, just fighting with them daggone people in the hospital telling them that I wasn't. You know, that I ain't had no daggone COVID and stuff, and they trying to make me, and did, you know, and no matter what you said to me, I come and say, everybody got COVID in them. You know, it's nothing but the common cold. It, you know, it's everyone has it in them. And y'all are just trying to run with this. You know, and if it was all like that, then, you know, y'all are on this floor. Well, y'all go out and go home. You go out around people and, you know, tell me that when I got home I had to stay quarantined for 14 days or 10 days or something.
Number keeps changing. But, again,
yeah.
Even from years ago when this came out, I said it even using the numbers that we bought into the shit, which was the word when they threw it in our face, called coronavirus. Coronavirus
yeah.
is 41. When it started off, I saw that the coronavirus was no more than the flu, 14.
Yeah.
Just changed the number, but the number 5 stays the same. Coronavirus, 541. Flu, 14, 5. Then they jumped from the flu and gave us the cold and gave it another
yeah.
name. They called it COVID-19, which is 38.
Yep.
Plus 8 is 11. Cold is 11. All of these diseases, again, by number, reflect the cold or the flu.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I left on my discharge papers, yes.
Go ahead. You got your discharge papers?
Yeah, and what they had on there is pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
I said, COVID pneumonia. I said, how in the world are y'all going to say that I had pneumonia? I've had pneumonia before. And I felt nothing like nobody's pneumonia. And I said, I'm like, you know, y'all are really just really trying to push this. And you know, but I was just so happy to be going home. And I just couldn't wait. I wanted to hurry up and get as far away from that hospital without ever looking back.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that, like, that's the reason why I said, you know, y'all just make sure that you have, you know, if by any, oh boy, I pray that y'all never will have to go. But make sure that you have cameras and, you know, your phones and stuff. Make sure that before you even go in that you already have them on you and stuff like that. You know, that way your family has it, you know, so that you'll be able to, you know, keep contact with them and they'll be able to keep contact with you. I mean, you know, try to have extra batteries so that way you can take it out and they can watch. You know, they can watch and see what's going on in there with you. And, you know, because as me being the one that was in there, it was really miserable because I'm still a mother, even though my children are grown, but I'm still a mother and I'm still worrying about them and they're worrying about me. And then, you know, I also got to that point where I was scared, and which was really unusual for me, but I was scared that, you know, out of all the major surgeries and everything, big things that has happened to me in my life, that really scared me just because they were just so threatening from the beginning that they weren't going to let me out. You know, quarantining me, and then when I seen that I couldn't see other people on the floor or anything else because everybody's doors shut, you know, like, oh, something's just not right here. And then you're in a private room, so, you know, it's like, who knows what these people could come in and do to you when you're sleeping. So I couldn't even sleep in there.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, all of this comes back to the two that we've been talking about. This particular two is called money. And
yeah.
We've mentioned it in other classes that doctors get paid X amount of money for diagnosing patients with COVID. They have
yeah.
a certain surplus of money for the people who have now been diagnosed. So all those people that came in with all this PPE equipment, personal protective equipment, gear on from head to toe, every time one of them came in, they're paid,
pay $500 to $1,000 for these people coming in to do nothing and then throw their stuff away like you're so contagious. The time you was there, you were basically put in the system as a COVID patient, which means they're going to get that's why they want it so badly, for you to accept it and sign and all this, that you got it. Because, again, right. This is why they were so animate. They were so hostile for you to accept this, because that's money. First of all, you going in there and they want you to stay. Your insurance was able to pay for it. So before they even
the doctor even threatened with the insurance. When I kept telling them I wanted to go home, I wanted to go home, and the doctor said to me, he said, you can't go home. Look, you left one day, and you had to come right back. I said, it wasn't by choice. It was because I couldn't breathe again, and my son said I was turning blue. Well, you still came back. Well, you're going to make it so that your insurance companies are going to hate you. I said, what are you saying? He says, well, if you leave again, you know, you're going to have to pay for this yourself. I said, you know, well, I guess that would just be the case. And in my mind, I was just saying, well, y'all will never get it, but, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's like, but they're going to hate you because you're messing things up.
Yeah, you messing the money up for them. That's all. You think your insurance hated when you ain't in the hospital and they paying another 24 hours for you to be there? Come on. Again, it's
I have to pay for it. You know, if you leave without the
it's
doctor,
fear factors,
you know.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stipulations, again, red tapes and rules, and it's all meant for, again, the doctors to get paid by their investors, because people have invested largely in this coronavirus. You know, it's a patent.
Yeah.
So this is all money, and as we say, one hand washes the other. They can't make money unless they got patients in the hospital that have been basically admitted by the doctor.
Yeah.
So, again, the doctors are working for shareholders who have invested in this daggone so-called disease. So,
when I got home, it was like I hit the lottery. Somebody must have hit the lottery off of me, because I had the state calling me, the insurance company calling me. Oh, well, it says on your hospital records that you had COVID. No, I did not have COVID. Well, it says that you had COVID. Well, you know, we can provide food for you for 2 weeks. And I was like, I don't need it. Well, we'll send you meals. I'm like, I don't need meals. I'll be fine. Well, you know, we want to make sure that you're going to be okay. Do you need any medical equipment? Do you need ways to go back and forth to the doctors? No. That's okay. You know, my children will take care of me. I will be fine. Well, in case they're busy, you know, we can have a nurse come and check. You know, you're not sending anybody to my house. I do not want you people in my house. That's quite all right. Well, your insurance will take care of it. You know, we're just so happy that you made it through. And I'm like, I didn't have COVID. I didn't have it. You know, but it was all these different things like, you know, we want to give you all these gifts now because, look, we got you. Like, that's okay.
What they got is that you're now on record as COVID, so everybody who's connected to government grants and money for COVID patients, this is why they coming at you from different angles, because everybody's trying to get you so that they can get some of this money dealing with these grants that the government has given to everybody in the medical field. So, as I said, it's big money. So it's like anything. You know, what did they say? Your insurance will pay money. Insurance will pay for it. All you got to do is get your consent that you need a nurse or you need food or whatever they're trying to tell you. It's going to be paid for. They're just trying to get your consent to get the ball in motion so they can get paid. This is why everybody
is
on that bandwagon, because people that I know that are in that first line, so-called defenders, basically are making money hand over fist, be it law enforcement, be it medical field, be it the food industry that didn't close, be it the hospitality. These people now, they loving this shit. They making big money, big overtime, you know, until they can't work any more overtime because they're so exhausted. But guess what? They get to pick and choose.
Yeah, but it's just not worth it. It's truly just not worth it.
That's it. Some people look at it as it's worth it. Some people say, okay, it's worth it to the point where I'm making money. Let me make what I can while this shit is still going on. As long as COVID is still around, they making money. When it drops off, that's like anything else. Well, I ain't going to be making all that overtime. I ain't going to be making this.
Yeah, but
so
then how
many
innocent people are we losing on the street? How many people are actually losing their minds and, you know, do that they're the ones that are picking up these guns and everything else and going out and shooting people, and not people that would normally do this, but just people that are just losing it, you know, because of isolation and, you know, just the fear of someone touching them or breathing on them or, you know, anything. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Programming.
I'm just...
It's at its best, programming at its best. As Brother Derek said, here in Chicago, we've been getting 90-plus 100-degree days. Very unusual at this time to have these many 100 degrees here in Chicago.
Y'all got 100 already? We were supposed to be in the 90s this weekend. I'm like, oh. God,
I broke 100 here three times already here in the city.
Oh, no.
So, but again, neither here nor there. The thing is that, as he mentioned, you still got these people wearing masks in this temperature, and I'm quite sure in other places around the United States and the world, you still got people at this time in hot climates. And again, family, you feeling all this energy. I did mention we know that yesterday was the summer solstice. So we got a burst of energy yesterday, you know, coming from the longest day of the year yesterday. So, again, just a side note that I didn't mention. But, give our thoughts up. I haven't got back on my other phone, but I'm quite sure it was nothing serious. But Brother Kwame was here in our region here in Illinois, and DeKalb visiting his mom's, and when I texted him about the class tonight, when I finally got back to my phone, I saw that he was in a little fender bender. So he was waiting for
on his way back home.
Right, on his way back home, and he's waiting on a tow truck now. But like I said, evidently he didn't get into anything drastic, so he's not hurt. But he had some damage to his vehicle. So he's waiting to get told. So that's why we haven't heard his voice interject any information on tonight's class. So just throw our prayers and energy and thoughts up for him to get his vehicle straight so he can get back to his dwellings, his home, his domain, you know, safe and sound.
Yes, you know, Brother Palmy, he is truly a blessed man. He has sent me... His mother's birthday, and she turned 90, I believe, 90, and he was dancing with his mother. It was so beautiful. I cried. It was just so beautiful. And, you know, I mean, it made me think, you know, of course, me, not that I want to dance with my mom, but, you know, it's like I miss my mom, and, you know, but I felt like, oh, man, I'm going to dance with my dad. You know, but I mean, I remember my dad drove motorcycles, and, you know, I remember one time my dad, well, not more than once, but, you know, my dad would take me for a ride on the bike.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, I said it's just different things that, you know, you don't realize that, man, one day I'm really going to miss this, and one day this is really going to be a big memory.
Well, that's what we...
I never danced with my children.
Yeah. But see, that's what we have to really recognize where we are right now. It's a beautiful time to be alive, but we have to really invest and take time to cherish those people in our lives, because guess what? You know, you're going to really miss them when they're gone. But at times, like you said, we don't show the appreciation to our people that we love while they're here. And we miss them.
So true.
Every time they're gone, you know. I just got a call in from Mother AZ's phone on my other line from my other phone. So was she trying to get in? Because I didn't answer it because we were in the middle of a conversation.
I didn't see her.
Well, maybe she couldn't.
Well,
don't. I'll see what she's talking about, because she did. I talked to her earlier, and she said she might not be able to get in because she was making a move from her place of that she was staying back to her in Sierra Vista. So she was leaving Tucson and going back to Sierra Vista, Arizona. So she was going to be in that process of moving this evening. So yeah, we got all our brother Kwame Elder out there, you know, driving and driving, which I love him driving like I love driving and seeing nature. But again, we getting at that age, we can't be out there driving like we used to, you know, like we truck drivers and can go back and forth. Because like I said, hey, it was easy back then. And as you get older, we all know our eyes get bad. You know, we can't see and things that are happening. So, everybody take
and
care.
And road rage.
Do what you have to do. But that's the craziness you're talking about.
Yeah.
What was that, Brother West?
I smoked some mushrooms. I told Kwame that I'd not be smoking them damn mushrooms, man.
Oh, my. See, y'all keep on with them nasty, stinking mushrooms. Ew. I told y'all, I just remember the smell of them things. Especially when the sun hits them on them really hot days. Oh, my God. But I don't know. I just want to encourage everybody that, you know, if you need to talk, you need help, to make sure you reach out to someone, you know that everyone is here, that, you know, we're helping. Everyone's here to help one another. I thank everyone that, you know, reached out and prayed for me and, you know, uplifted me and sent me warm thoughts and gifts and everything. I thank everybody for that. That just meant the world to me. And I just ask that, you know, it just continues, you know, for all of us, you know, for every one of us that, you know, we do this, not only for the people that are here, but, you know, for our families and, you know, just people in general, anything that you can do, because the times that we are in are serious times. And I know that as a country, this country has been here before. We know as a people we have been here before. But, you know, right now this is our times to deal with it. And this is our times that, you know, we still got to look back, children, and we got to remember that one day these are going to be the leaders. These are going to be the people that are going to be standing up. And what we instill in them now is the strength that they're going to need for later. So we have to really be mindful of what we show them, how to build, how to take care of things, and how to handle these problems. Because it gets worse as it got worse than what it was for our parents and our parents' parents. So, Lord, I'm sorry, my voice is cracking. So I just ask that everybody really be mindful, you know, just take time to love these babies and encourage them. And, you know, we got to make sure that we guide them too. You know, we can't just leave them left out there and hope that, and I know nobody here was going to do that. But, you know, just got to watch over these babies.
That's
what
I'm
trying
to teach them how to fish.
I'm
trying to teach them how to fish, because I ain't going to give them no fish. I'll show y'all how to fish.
Yeah.
I'll show y'all how to fish so you can eat forever. If I give you a fish, you just eat for a minute.
But we also, we got to teach them how to stand. You know, how to stand. You know, we got to teach the girls how to be women, and we got to teach the boys how to be men. You know, and Lord knows, I mean, at this time, we got to teach them, don't pop up and get pregnant, not because of what's going on, not because of what people want to condemn them for having children, but because right now, nobody can really be in a position to have a bunch of babies. This is not the time. I mean, even people that are married, I wouldn't encourage them to have no babies right now.
Well, I kind of disagree with you on that, because I tell all these cats to make all the babies you can for some more soldiers and feed them and take care of them. So that, do like Nick Cannon, take care of your children, man. But we need
yeah,
more soldiers.
Take care of them. Yeah, but right now we gotta build up food resources and stuff too.
Well, see, they lying, because everybody on this planet, if God got, if you wasn't born for you to be taken care of, man. If you know how to take
yes.
care of these birds, animals, and squirrels, we take
yes.
care of. That's I rode all across the country. Y'all to see how much land out there, man. From sea to side to sea, how much land. They lie, man, about this population control, talking about too many people on the planet. That's a damn lie.
Oh, I don't believe that. Oh, of course that is.
What it is, these rich folks trying to hold everything, hoard everything.
Yeah.
I can about a thousand people control about 8.5 billion people, man. That's, them numbers don't add up right there.
No, I think what they're afraid of, Wesley, is depopulation, or not depopulation. They're afraid of their own, that they're, shoot, Lord help me.
Look at here, after that.
Their numbers are dropping, and they are afraid
problem.
That they're, pardon me?
They can't handle the damn sun, okay? All right, the sun is good for us. They cannot handle the damn sun, these reptiles. It was 100 degrees out here today. That's good, man. Let's burn their ass up like the Wizard of Oz, man. All these devils, man. You got to go. So cook their ass.
Wesley, I couldn't take that heat either. I could not take that.
But you more built for it than they are.
I hope
remember
so,
that?
But Lord knows I don't want to test it.
Is the heat today, is it
yeah.
real or is it Memorex?
Yeah.
We talking about
yeah,
another sun, an artificial sun, and the way the sun
yeah.
affects even melanated people today, the way it didn't affect
yeah.
us years ago. Is it
yeah,
real
so,
or
so,
is it Memorex?
So somebody told me, talking about this ain't the sun that we had when we was little, man. It's not the same sun. And I look at
correct.
It this way, man. With the price of gas up, they can't afford to spray the final chemical planes, man. Gas too high. They got to keep them planes landed, man. See, I look at everything as a blessing, man. Anything come my way is a blessing. So gas go
but
up, they can't get the planes up to fly no chemtrails, man.
I live not too far mm-hmm. from the airport, and I tell you, I hear them planes go out every day. And they're flying at
well,
night, because, you know, I'm up all night, and them planes are flying at night. And I said, that's the military. That's the military planes. Pardon me? That has to be the military that's flying at night, doing all this night flying.
Well, like I said, Spain admitted that they spread chemtrails. Spain admitted. So the truth coming out, man. You got to look at everything as a blessing, man. And
yeah.
one more thing. Gas go up anymore, police ain't going to be here. You call 911 like Flavor Flav said. It ain't coming. Gas too high. You're going to learn how to defend yourself. That's a good thing. Police got a part. You call 911 you want. The police say, we can't come. Me and Derek have already discussed that.
And let's look at the chemtrails on another level. As you said, they're not
putting the planes up because of the gas crisis, yeah, but how many knuckleheads are going to be out there that are going to go and purchase fireworks?
Because yeah.
We're coming up on the 4th, Independence Day. And remember,
but you know what?
Chemtrails.
I forget which one. They can get in 10 years now for setting off them fireworks.
I don't. Let me say it this way, which I mentioned on previous classes years back. Don't you believe it? Because, again, I'm here in Illinois. Wisconsin is right over the border. Michigan is right around them. We have states. Indiana is the only one that fireworks are legal. Illinois is illegal. Let me just speak for my state. If it's damn illegal, why every damn year? Walmart, Kmart, Walgreens, all these damn department stores on every corner, people out selling fireworks at Jewel's, at Osco, all these damn places. If they're legal, why are you even selling them in the department stores? And ain't nobody in the department stores getting arrested. Why you got people on the street selling them on every damn street corner in the black community? Ain't nobody getting arrested. Even if you got a peddler's license, it's illegal. Ain't shit happening. Come on, why? Because the chemtrail chemicals of toxic metals are in the fireworks just like they're in chemtrails.
Yeah.
Why? For me, look at the damn number. Chemtrail 41, the 5. Fireworks 41 to 5. Understanding the shit we're doing artificial in the sky is what's supposed to be blowing off in our damn minds. Independence Day or July 4th, 4-7 is 11. Your mind is 7. The fireworks 41 is supposed to be in your brain, 14, going off to give you personal independence from this bullshit. Spiritually, family, and we still don't see it. We going to go back out and celebrate some bullshit because all of these numbers still line up with God's day.
Yes,
they
sir.
Call it a holiday
damn
day.
Ain't no time for no holidays, man. I call it a holiday. Ain't no, what the fuck y'all niggas celebrate for anyway, man? I don't see shit to celebrate, man.
Man.
Is y'all stupid and crazy?
It's,
I'm like Brother Ray, man. I don't see nothing to celebrate, nothing that we've been through and going through.
I don't either. I tell you, look, the only thing I want to do now is to spend time with my family and spend time with
my
grandchildren.
And all that is people. Okay, y'all gonna do what y'all want to do anyway. But taking a page from Brother Derek, if y'all gonna wear fucking masks. When why y'all exploding them damn fireworks, family? Because y'all been
No fireworks
for I don't know how long. And if you're going to wear something, wear it for that, not because of the air, which is your damn medicine that's actually healing you, that they don't want you to breathe by giving you a mask. Guess what?
Yeah.
Air is two. Medicine is two.
Mm-hmm.
Mask is two. Yeah. The mask is blocking the air that's your medicine that we all need.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything in the air gives us the protection that we develop any antibody towards any damn virus that's in the fucking air. Excuse me, family, in the air.
Yeah, and they'll probably have that spraying off with it.
You know, so...
You know, when they-
I don't
like the fireworks because I don't like all that noise. It's too loud. I can't take
the noise. I don't want to call for the extremes, but again, if we talking about pooling our money before we even pool our money with each other, pool your money for yourself. Stop buying all this shit that does you no good. A celebration that has nothing to do with your independence or liberation.
And
you
that's
know.
True.
Hey,
you know, we go by the Dred Scott rule.
And what we going to do, like you're saying, the food is so damn high. Food is 14, opposite of 41 fireworks. We finna go out and buy all this damn greasy-ass food and cook it for celebrations. Yeah. Or celebrate some shit that we, again,
spending money that is not
needed
for celebrating something that has nothing to do with us.
Yep.
No,
hey, hey,
not me. Look, my
man.
Daughter's birthday is next month, a couple of days after 4th of July. I'm buying food so I can cook for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, check this out. Because
I can't do anything. I can't take that noise. I can't take that noise. You know, I don't go for a whole bunch of noise, and that's just too much. I'd be tearing my head up.
Well, they were celebrating some Juneteenth next to setting off some fireworks next to the brand new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and they set the stadium on fire, man. The brand new stadium.
And that's a thing. You know what got me upset with this whole thing with Juneteenth? When I realized that they made Pride Month for the whole alphabet, whatever those people want to call themselves, whatever day. But they made Juneteenth was supposed to be a day of celebration, which they, you know, day for the slaves, but they forget to count that, you know, it was, well, whatever. But now, why does that got to be tied in with the homosexual celebration, too?
And plus, they trying to sell some damn ice cream and sell shit. They turn everything we got into something to flip it where you spend your money. So that's why we celebrate.
Why is everything got to be done to this immoral sexual acts and things like that, things against nature?
Again, Sister Antoinette, a lot of things that are done, you know, we look at what they put in front of us, but for me, it's all behind the scene, hidden in plain sight with the numbers. We constantly say things are did ritually. It's rituals that they use different times, different dates to do things on. What was Juneteenth or June 19th, which was also Father's Day? When we look at the numbers, we see 616. 19 is a 1. So you see 616, which is 13, family. 616 is also the last damn supper. 616, which is 13, comes to LGBTQ, 22, which is 4. Keep telling us we better find these numbers and see the damn patterns, how they keep adding up, where they keep looking, hiding. And again, when we were talking about Jesus and God, going up to Jesus going to God 72 hours, looking at that 11-11, which is Good Friday and Easter. Well, what do they put on your damn heads when you die? Ain't it R.I.P., rest in peace? Well, R.I.P. is 13, family. They know where that number power lies. Even the preacher, whoever's presiding over your funeral, gives you these last six words, ashes to damn ashes, dust to dust. Add it up.
Yeah.
Damn it, it's 112. 4. God, it's all, ooh, family, I keep, ooh, we going to see these patterns in every damn thing and see how it's connected. They're using it, and it's the power, and they're killing us with these words that we using by the number and don't know the value of the number that gives it the power that's kicking our ass. We kicking our ass using these words, not knowing by the number, not the word, because the word gives them the power because they gave the word the definition. The program, that's the shit that they keep throwing on the wall, that we manifest by constantly talking about it day in and day out, the same way they constantly giving us coronavirus, COVID-19, Omicron, and the Delta variant. All this shit that we're manifesting because it's coming out of our mouth. We're speaking all of it into existence, family.
That's right.
We're doing this.
That's right.
And once we stop talking about it, we take all the power back.
Yep.
But we
don't
see the patterns to figure none of this shit out. I'm just giving one damn way. And a lot of people get that twisted. The way that I give does not limit to the way that I give it. because the numbers give you a vast variety of ways of saying the same damn thing using different words. And it's the same damn words that we all use, family. We using the same word. All these shows I hear, we saying the same shit by number using different damn words all the time, and we can't see how to connect ourselves. Well, my part is to bring us the damn together with the number behind all this shit that's keeping us separated. Divided, we fall.
Yep.
Shit. 9/11 is called United We Stand, damn it. And they brought those buildings down 21 years ago, 2001.
Yeah.
And 2001, being 21, comes to the word bottom, family. All this shit is dead by design, even in the dates. This is what I'm saying. It's all lining up with all of these things there with rituals. That's why ritual is 32, the five, family. This shit is important. Find our own damn rituals and take our power back. Because they're using, as I said, with the Egyptian and worshiping and acknowledging the sun and the full moon. Why do you think these things are done around these times? And again, Juneteenth, Sunday, 616, was right around the corner from what? Yesterday being the summer solstice, y'all. They bringing this shit in, this pride parade, with the energy of the summer. So all of this is ritualistic. All of it. We just not connecting the dots. We have pieces and portions, all of us. So again, family, yes. We not did good. We had a good class. And like I said, if anybody else on the lines had any more to add, we're at our normal time, a little bit after 11. And again, like I said, Sister Antoinette, I want you to be fresh and nice for whenever you have another class or a show with Brother Ray, or the next time we have a class, so that we can.
Yeah, and
get
I may
better.
Have one tomorrow. Miss Kim has
you
to
do?
Let me know. She tomorrow, Miss Kim wanted to do a show with the military, the women, the Tuskegee women in the 1940s. So she's going to let me know for sure if she wants to, you know, if she gets everything together to do it tomorrow. And
okay.
Brother Ray, if he's back, then it'll be Friday, and then I'm going to rest my voice.
Okay, yeah, you do that, and I'll be looking out to see if you're going to be on with Miss Kim tomorrow. And
yeah, I have to. But other than that, y'all, if anybody has a question or a comment that you want to pose, now we can hurry up and do it, or we can say goodnight. So y'all let us know.
Well, I just want to say, if y'all want to see that that website, UIG, I sent it to you so you can make that money, man. I'm waiting to see that y'all, somebody faster than me on the internet, to go ahead and do it, start bringing it in. I have to try it myself then, man. Y'all don't want to get no money. Y'all don't want to get paid. That's on y'all.
Well, Wesley, can you send it back to my Facebook, please?
I sent
and
it
I
to
will
you.
Yeah.
I will text it to you.
Oh, you can text it to me. Okay, yeah, you can text it to me. That'd be fine. Okay. Wait a minute, you're staying off Facebook?
I'm trying to. What I have to do is post information for the people, man, what they let me post. Like that thing I sent y'all about that the RFID chip. I know y'all knew it, but I had to just send it out to the people. I got to bring receipts when I say something. I got to bring receipts. I can't just be talking, man. When I say something, I got to have receipts for y'all black folks. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all want to bring
y'all
receipts.
Yes, I know. Yes, Wesley, trust me, I know. People get upset. And look, and then sometimes they even get upset by your receipt. If it's not what they deem to be appropriate. Yes, if they don't deem that to be appropriate.
That's on them. I'm like, yeah, I'm dead in my land. I'm doing what the ancestors told me to keep spreading information, man. And that's it. Because I know how people get upset with this AI. Some people get upset but with the words you say, with the spell words. But it's funny to be alive.
Yes. Yes, it is. Definitely is. Just gotta watch the babies.
And again,
gotta watch out for the babies.
Yes. My last words for tonight, family, is again from Teddy Pendergrass. All connected, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking. It's time for thinking ahead. And as we say, this is all for the children, so let's think ahead and stop backtracking.
Yeah.
Because, again, we have short-term memories. And for me, as our Brother West stated, for you and for all of us, to take a little folic acid, you know, to help you, but for me to naturally help stimulate and keep our brains active, numbers for me are the key. Numbers are like the motor oil to an engine that keeps an engine running smooth. The numbers keep our brains activated and running smooth. Because like I, since I've been on this numerology, my memory has increased 100-fold. I can remember stuff that I forgot about as a youth, and it's coming back to me. I mean, things that when I was 3 years old, family, seriously, I can remember now, vividly.
Yeah,
so
see,
again,
I can remember that. The stuff from, you know, my long term is great. It's just my short term is not that good. But I also know that if you take ibuprofen or aspirin, that will affect your short-term memory, which I do take. I don't take it that much, but that will affect your memory.
All I can give family on the holistic method is get outside, like we say, get into the two. It's called grounding. Grounding is 38. Get into the grounding. When you get into the grounding 38, it gets you up to the universe. The universe is 38, but when you get into the grounding, you have to get into your breathing, the air, because air is 11. Like 38 is 2, air is 2. The air that we breathe is our actual medicine. Medicine is 29, which is 2. So from the grounding and the air being the medicine, we can get up to the telepathy coming directly from the universe. Telepathy is 2. We're connected to the air through telepathy to the communication being 2 coming directly from the universe, family. See? So all of this is connected in nature just by us grounding. Yes, stand your ground, baby. Get rooted in what you're already grounded to. So we're getting back. Or that's even the age that we're in, known as the age 13-4, Aquarius 34-7. 4 plus 7 is 11. July 4th, coming up on it.
Yeah.
But again, 38 is the ceremonies that we do. 38 is ceremonies. Are we doing ceremonies to the universe, or the ceremonies of celebration to some shit called the 4th of July? Come on, family. They lied, and that's why we did a celebration called Juneteenth, because they lied to us with what was known as Independence Day, and these people in Texas were notified until decades later.
Nope.
You know, stop the nonsense.
I love it.
Now, y'all making money off of our celebration. Why do we even go and spend our money? Just celebrate, damn it, if you're going to celebrate. Why are we out there popping fire? Anyway, I'm getting off into another tangent, and we were saying goodnight, family. So we're going to end on that note. We're going to end on that note. So you can get your rest just in case you got to be on tomorrow and or Friday with Brother Ray and Miss Kim tomorrow. So with that, family, until the next class, peace and love. And, again, stay safe because, again,
have a good night, folks.
I hate to be dormant, but, again, if we don't have a class before the 4, I learned years ago, even in martial arts, dealing with ninjutsu, some of the best times to attack or kill somebody is during celebrations. So during these celebrations of the 4th of July, when they popping fireworks, when guns can be used at random, be careful, family.
That's right.
Be careful.
That's right.
So with that, peace and love, family. Peace and love.
Yes. Okay, y'all. I have one for y'all.
I know.
From the Indians, welcome the pilgrims, and to the buffaloes, who once ruled the plains. Like the vultures, circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America, yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, the struggle but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It's looking like he's hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America, and all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul. people know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows, nobody knows.